Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I welcome you all to daily devotion. This is Brother Jason Nzima from Lusaka, Zambia. And I would like just to encourage you on a little thought, which I will entitle, "But As Thou Wilt." Let us read Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. "And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my God, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Amen. I just want to talk about the will of God. And let me try to define the word will. Usually we use words like "at will," he's doing it at will. And this means as one pleases or chooses. That's what it means. He's done it at will, meaning as he pleases and he chooses. We also have terms like free will. A dictionary definition of this word that I found says, "The power asserted of moral beings of willing or choosing without restraint of physical or absolute necessity." Let me go through it again. So free will, the power asserted of moral beings of willing or choosing without restraints of physical or absolute necessity. A human being is created in the image of God because he has free will. And there are a number of examples of free will in the Bible. And to begin with, let's find out who has free will in the Bible. If we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 7, we realize that God has free will. The Bible says, "I form the light and I create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." So God has free will, meaning God is sovereign. Because he's sovereign, he can do what he chooses. He has free will. Man also has free will, like I've pointed out. And man is created in the image of God. So if we read in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, it's a well-known scripture. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We can also see that angels also have free will. If we read the book of Jude 1, verse 6. "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains against darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Now, we realize that Lucifer also had free will, but he forfeited it because God judged him, the first judgment, the mistake he made. But Satan had free will. So if we read in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, had free will. And one unique thing about him is this free will. Let's read first. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. So we realize here that these are some of the examples of free will in the Bible and who had it. But we are interested to look at this topic, and we want to see the importance of what is needed to understand free will, and what is, how best can it be, how can it work to our benefit as children of God, and how best can we use it. Now, you see, despite having free will, man can't live a perfect life because his will was corrupted after the fall. So, because our will was corrupted after the fall, it is very difficult for us to please the Lord in our own will. And now, the only way that our will benefit us, it is if it is placed in another will, a will that comes from the original, where our being comes from, and that is the will of God. And you need to understand that the will that we have can never be expressed independently. You know, it's either it lives in another form or the other. It can never live in between. It has to live in one way or the other. What do I mean by this? It's either our will is in God or our will is in Satan. Now, the Lord respects free will, you know. And, you know, when I was young, there's this old, what we call schoolboy question, you know, where we say, if God is great, why, you know, why didn't he stop this? Why did God allow this? Why did God do this? The answer to that question is very simple. It's in free will. I remember some time back, I was on a bus. I was traveling somewhere, and this particular bus, you know, sometimes, you know, drivers in Africa can be so careless. You know, there's a lot of lawlessness on our roads sometimes, you know. And this man was cruising and was very, very careless, very fast. You know, he was not obeying traffic rules, but tried to bypass the red light. And so I asked him, I said, but why are you driving like this? Don't you know that we can have an accident? He said, well, if it's written in the heavens, if God said that, if God said we'll have an accident, then we'll have it. Because everything is in his hands. So that is why I'm cruising. But if God said we won't have an accident, so we won't have it. So whichever way you look at it, it's fine. Because we have really no control over our will. That's what he was telling me. Well, then I stopped and I asked him, all right, can I make one request? I would like you to stop the vehicle and come out of the vehicle. Go and stand in the middle of the road and wait for a fast-moving car. When you start in the middle of the road, when you sit, you stand in the middle of the road, wait for the fast-moving car and let it come close to you. If it is God's will to hit you, it will hit you. But if it's not God's will, it won't hit you. And then he just became quiet. He didn't answer me, you know. Because he realized the senselessness of his behavior. Because, you know, God has given us free will to choose the right thing or the wrong thing. But like I've said, free will can't be independent. It cannot stay. It can't be in between these things. It's either it's in the wrong or it's in the right. You know. Now, God desires one thing from us as his children. He desires for our spirits. He desires for our minds to be in his will. But again, in the Bible, there are two types of wills. And there is the perfect will of God, and there's the permissive will of God. So tomorrow, we will look at these two types of wills that are found in the scriptures. May the Lord richly bless you. Shalom.